Hello, and welcome to the Off Kilter Quilt. My name is Frances, and I'll be your hostess. Hello, and welcome to episode 53, the stormy weather episode. I am sitting here waiting for a hurricane. It's Friday, August 26th. The hurricane is supposed to hit North Carolina, which is where I live, tomorrow. Now, I live right in the middle of the state, which means we'll feel the effects of the hurricane, but shouldn't, by no means will we get the worst of it, or even close to the worst of it. That honor will go to the folks out on the Outer Banks and on the eastern seashore, seaboard, sea something, sea spot run. Yes, anyway, we should be fine. The man got our generator up and running, so if we lose power, which I think probably what we're going to see is a big bunch of rain and a whole lot of wind. I don't think we've got any trees that we're worried about falling on the house. We live in an area with tons of trees, and we have lots of trees in the yard, but we've had them checked fairly recently, so we're not particularly worried about that. I think the only thing we're really worried about is losing power for a number of days. And so we've got food supplies, we've got the generator, so we can keep the freezer and the fridge going and that sort of thing. We had an earthquake on Tuesday. I think I talk about that in one of the quilt diaries. It was very strange. Very strange. Felt like a SWAT team had landed on my house. Took me a while to figure out what was going on. It has been a good quilting week. I have gotten a lot of work done on stormy weather, and I'll also discuss that in the quilt diaries. Thanks so much to everyone who took the time to comment on episode 52. You'll be interested to know I still have not used the Bernina. Partly I'm just working really hard on stormy weather, and I'm not quite ready to make the switch over, which would involve stopping and reading the instruction manuals and playing around with the machine a little bit. And I don't want to stop. I really have a lot of momentum going in this project. So as soon as I get to the end of making the quilt top, that is when I'll get the Bernina out. And hopefully we'll use that for the quilting of stormy weather. I want to say thanks to Noni and Katie Ringo. I want to say thanks to Claudia, whose blog I visited yesterday. She's over at Machen und Tun, and it's a fun blog to read because she writes it both in English and German. And I learned the exciting news that she is going to Los Angeles. She lives in Germany, is coming over to the States to go to Los Angeles, and she mentioned that she is going to go to the French General Store. Someone else was telling me about that. It might have been Kelly the Fifth. Los Angeles has a French General Store. If you're familiar with the French General line by Moda, I don't know, if you're like me, you love it. I love French General. I love, love, love French General. And Claudia had put up some pictures from the store that I guess she got online or someone sent her. And it just filled me with French General Store lust. I have never been to California. I shall go one day, and I shall go to the French General Store. I can't wait. Claudia, I can't wait to hear all about your trip. Heard from Jane and Teresa, who also inherited her mother's Bernina. And she has two other machines. They've been collecting dust ever since. I suspect my Kenmore will also be collecting dust. I heard from Kelly V, or as we call her, Kelly the Fifth. And she has a Bernina she purchased in 1993, which still works perfectly. And I guess my mom's machine is 17 years old. Does that mean she got it in 94? So, hey. I heard from Valerie, who also has a Bernina and says that her quilting improved immensely when she got it. And that, of course, is one of the things that I'm hoping for. Oh, and I'm going to try not to go off too far topic, but in the quilt diaries, I mentioned that I'm thinking about getting a Creative Grids ruler to try it out. And I did. I got the 6.5 by 12.5, and I used it yesterday, and I really feel like it makes a huge difference. I was so frustrated earlier this week. I was doing some cutting, and I just felt like the ruler was sliding around, and I couldn't control it. I mean, you know, and it, that sounds so dramatic, like it was sliding inches and inches. It wasn't, but you know, it doesn't have to slide that much to really throw things off. And so using the Creative Ruler, Grid Ruler yesterday, I just felt like, wow, this is staying put. I feel much more in control of my cutting. So I'm hoping that between the Bernina and the ruler, and I will, I think, slowly now replace my Omnigrid rulers with Creative Grid, and I know what I'm asking for Christmas, I'm hoping that's just going to make a huge difference overall in my quilting. I heard from Deb and from Barb, both of whom have Vikings, and Barb's is 23. Deb didn't say how old hers was. She said it was new to her, and it has an embroidery element, component that she's excited about. Barb wrote a note to stash building mom, that would be my mom, Jane, a visit to Target and pick out one type of plastic storage box that you like. Make sure they come in multiple sizes. I started with a particular Sterilite set some years ago and the Target REs are in the same mold but brighter colors. This is Frances's aside. I love the storage bins at Target. Back to Barb's note. I have boxes in four graduated sizes. They all nest. They all stack in the basement. As the project gets larger, fabric graduates to a bigger box. Finished stuff gets into the smaller. What is especially nice is I can see what's in each box if I forget to post a label on the end. Also, when I'm not sure what I need to bring to a workshop, I just throw the boxes in the back of the car and figure out when I get there. I, too, was tempted to use out-of-season suitcases, but if you can't see it, you won't remember to use it. And sometimes I actually forgot what I had and went out to buy a replacement unneeded. So thanks for that advice, Barb. You know what I'm always buying? Or replacements, is magazines. I did that last year. I was doing that like with Family Circle magazine. I kept buying the same issue over and over because their covers are all alike. And I can't remember if I mentioned this or not, that I did that recently with Quilter's Newsletter, which I love and is probably my favorite quilting magazine. But I have to tell you, I can't distinguish one cover from another. Fortunately, the guy at Barnes & Noble was really nice. I realized within an hour that I had bought a copy of a magazine I already owned. And I went back and said, you know what, I already own this. And he was really nice about it and let me return it, which with magazines, they don't usually do. And I heard from Sarah from Stash Resolution, who's also got the knitting bug. I think a lot of knitters right this time of year when there's just a few little signs of fall in the air. And I could see, I think Sarah's in Ohio, and I'm sure they get fall a little bit sooner than we do here in North Carolina. But she's seen even more signs of fall. And it does, even if it's just like one cool day. You're like, oh, I need to knit. I have to say, I have been not knitting this week because I've just been working on stormy weather, working. By the way, sorry that this episode is out a little late. School started this week, and it's all gone well, although Jack is sick today. Jack gets sick at the beginning of the school year every year. In fact, and this broke my heart, kindergarten, he woke up with a fever. Like, he's going to miss the first day of kindergarten. Oh, he wasn't bugged by it all. He's not the kind of kid that gets bugged by stuff like that. I was heartbroken. But I really feel like every year he's in school for about a week, and all of a sudden he wakes up, he's got a fever. That's what happened today. So fortunately it's a Friday, and hopefully he should be all to the better by Monday. It's been good. I really like Will's teacher, who is new to the school, who is a man, Mr. Birch. This is very exciting. Will's first man teacher, who seems very funny and cool and has a great reputation. He taught at another school nearby, and so a lot of people in the area know of him and sing his praises. I, of course, am exhausted. I think I'm more exhausted than the boys. I think just what happens when we start school is, on the one hand, I have lots of time to myself, which is a beautiful thing, but you just hit the day running. And so, like, right now it's about 2 and I'm feeling a little bit like, wow, I could use a nap. Okay, those were all the comments on the WordPress site, and that is, by the way, http://theoffkilterquilt.wordpress.com. As soon as I finish recording this, I'm going to put up a picture that the man took for me of some stormy weather blocks, so be sure to check that out. My other site is offkilterquilt.podbean.com, and several people commented over there. Heard from Laura, whose response to the news that I got my mom's Bernina was, lucky you, my mom will probably be buried with her Bernina. She got it in 1972, and it's still going strong. Heard from Noni, who brought up the fact that Katie over at Quilting Daydreams has also posted a new episode. And in fact, I think Katie's got 2 up. So happy to have Katie back. Also loved over on the History Quilters blog, she posted a picture of herself and Katie at a big quilt show in California. Very fun to see what people look like. Okay, and then I heard from Mary Sarah and Susan in North Georgia and Tanisha from Crafty Garden Mom, all saying congrats on the new Bernina. Thank you very much. Thanks so much to everyone who took the time to comment or to email. Please keep the comments and emails coming. I really love to hear from you. And if you haven't posted a review up on iTunes and the spirit moves you to do so, feel free. I always enjoy those as well. All right then, on with the Quilt Diaries. Quilt Diary, day one. It's Thursday, 18th of August, very close to back to school time. The man has taken the boys out to buy school supplies. Very fun. Usually I'd like to go, except I know I have certain weaknesses around school supplies and office supplies, and I feel like I've been spending too much money lately, so I have stayed home to work on quilts. I am at this place with both of the quilts I'm working most actively on, the Sampler quilt and Stormy Weather, the quilt for Will. I am at a place with each of them that I find frustrating and hair-pulling and requiring much unsweetened tea and chocolate. Dresden plate, it's loads of fun until you get to the part where you are ironing seams. And then it's just hell. Why do we put ourselves through these kind of things? For beauty, I guess. There's so much pain involved with the making of beauty. I need a tiny iron, I think. I thought about getting one. I thought, no, you shouldn't have to. You know, in the days of yore, people couldn't go to Joann's and buy those little tiny irons. But I think it would help, because I keep like running over my fingers with my very large iron, which I've very much enjoyed up until this point. And I'm finding that when it comes to pressing seams on rounded petals, it is not really aces for the job. But Jay tells me this is the hard part. This is the part where you need chocolate. It's hard because you're trying to keep the petals rounded, and that's very difficult. So I'm just doing a couple at a time and then taking a break. Now, with Stormy Weather, I am making star point units. I have finished making all of the 82 triangles. And what I've done is I've traced these triangles onto 4.5-inch squares. Now I am sewing the squares onto the strip, the jelly roll strip. 8 strips per square, eight squares per strip. Why do I have 82? How's that going to work out for me? I don't know. See, this is the thing, is I'm looking at the pictures and I don't get it. So I'm flying blind. I am flying blind on this. I did sew the first square along the, what you do is, if you have the book, open the book to page 98 and then get a headache trying to imagine what I'm going through. So you put the squares, I can't do it. Place a marked background square right sides together over a jelly roll strip. Align your sewing line a scant 1/4 inch in from the edge of the jelly roll strip. This is important, as when flipped over, there must be no background square showing. Sew along the marked line and continue to the edge of the square. All right, I've done that on one, and it seems to be fine. And it does say, test with one square before sewing lots. I love that accuracy of that, lots. Before sewing lots, so you are confident that your seam allowance is correct. I'm pretty confident. Who knows? Because I don't really know what I'm doing. Once you are happy with your seam allowance, chain sew 8 points per strip, leaving about 1/4 inch between the squares. This is to enable you to sew 8 squares per strip. I don't know what does that mean? Sew 8 points, 8 squares, cut the squares apart and press. I don't even know where to cut the squares apart. Cut the squares apart. Am I sewing something together? See, this is what I don't understand. Help me. Cut the squares apart and press. And maybe I'm just supposed to, once I finish sewing, I cut the triangle. I don't know. Usually I have faith that just if I take it step by step, I'll figure it out. But I do not know what these people are trying to tell me. Am I making a square, a little square? Maybe that must be it. I cut each square apart from this strip, and I'm making, I don't know. This is supposed to be fun, people. Quilting, making quilts, supposed to be fun. It's not a job I'm going to. No one's paying me to do it. I do it for the love of it. But right now, I just don't understand. This is where my left-handed brain just gets me in trouble. I don't understand what they're telling me to do. I'll just keep going. And one day, maybe I'll have a aha moment, a la Oprah, and it's going to come clear to me. What? And excuse my language. Children, close your ears if you're in the car with mommy listening. What the hell do these people want me to do? I don't know. I am irritated with the Lintott sisters. I'm just saying. All right. Time for more chocolate. I'll be back. Okay, it's a little bit later. I'm back. I figured it out. Amazingly, I took a leap of faith, and I was right. So now I know how to do this, and you know what? It's not even hard. I'm talking about stormy weather. The Dresden plate, ironing those seams, that's hard. I think not only chocolate, it's possible it could take wine, except then I would probably iron my hand. So maybe no wine. Maybe do like 3 petals, have a glass of wine, and start again in the morning. Phew. But this I have figured out, and so now I'm feeling very productive because I figured it out. Understand the whole scant quarter inch thing and why that's necessary. Got it worked out close to, I mean, this is going to take me a while, you know, a day or so to get all these done. But then once it's done, then I'm piecing the quilt together. Woohoo! Then I have a chance to move on to the next thing. Which I don't even know what it is. I'm not allowing myself the next thing. I'll tell you what I've been thinking about, though. The whole knitting versus quilting. I love knitting. I'm having a really fine time knitting. But I think knitting makes you kind of lazy. Because I sit there and I knit. And I really love it. And I'm enjoying myself so much. But then I don't want to really get up and, like, wash dishes. Not that I ever really want to get up and wash dishes, but the dishes need to be washed. Certain things need to be picked up. Certain cleaning needs to be done. And I foist off as much as I can on the man and the children, but some things I actually have to do. When you're knitting, it's like it lulls you into this meditative state, and you just really, you won't get up. Whereas quilting, you're moving around and you're going, hey, and I think partly it's because quilting takes place in different acts, you know, different, you have different little jobs. And so you are up and you're moving around and you make promises to yourself like, all right, you can finish this sewing and then the ironing and then you have to go do the dishes and then you can come back and do the next part. Whereas knitting, you're just kind of knitting away. There's no impetus. You don't want to move because you're drugged. Knitting is a drug. I just wanted to share that with you. So I feel like I've been spending a lot of this afternoon working on a quilt, pulling my hair out. But now I'm in a good place. But also pausing and going, okay, now go do the dishes. Now go vacuum something. Now go take the stuff on the stairs upstairs. So this is good. If I were knitting, I'd just still be sitting there. Food for thought. Love the knitting, though. Happy to be back knitting. Happy thinking about my Julia Roberts sweater, which is really coming along. Made a lot of progress on the road. Just listen to the latest Hip to Be a Square. And Pam mentioned the Julia Roberts sweater because she gets it. Gets how you're crafting life and your fantasy life of how life is really going to be once you get it all together and make the right quilt or knit the right sweater. She gets that. And she talked about the reason she got that is because she remembers being 13 and really believing that a certain pair of socks was going to change her life. And that's funny because this is the time of year when the August Back to School 17 magazine comes out. And I spent a lot of time imagining just how amazing my life was going to be with the right clothes and, as always, losing a little weight. So, you know, and now I'm 47. I don't do that so much, except now I do have fantasies of, you know, wearing certain garments like the Julia Roberts sweater and strolling somewhere and just being very happy. The autumn leaves falling down, my long auburn wavy hair bouncing in the breeze kind of thing. And it's funny to me because I know it. I know that is a fantasy. Even I was thinking with the girly girl reading quilt that I made last fall. I think it was last fall. I should document these things so I know. Making that, I really envisioned myself spending many a fine hour in front of the fire reading. And you know, I have spent some very nice time with that quilt in my lap as I read in front of the fire. But in my fantasy, that's kind of all I did for the rest of my life. So I'm not quite, connected to reality. But you know what? It still makes me very happy to see that quilt, even in the middle of summer. Okay. Will's friend Wynn is here for the big end of the summer sleepover, so I'm going to run and say hello to his lovely mother Allison and then back to stormy weather now that I figured it out and I'm happy with it once again. Quilt Diary, Day 2. It's Friday, August 19th. I am making lots of progress on stormy weather. I'm seeing the light at the end of the tunnel and have forgiven the lovely Lintots, Pam and Nikki. Mother and daughter, it turns out. I learned this listening to the most recent episode of Quilting for the Rest of Us. Mother and daughter, very nice, but could use a little help writing instructions from time to time. I'm just saying, it took me so long to get my head around their instruction to cut apart the square. I did not need to cut apart any squares. What I had done was sewn 8 points to a jelly roll strip. I needed to cut apart squares. I needed to separate each unit. So I had 8 distinct, unique units. That's no cutting apart anything. It made it sound like it just was crazy, crazy talk from those Lintot gals. So I've forgiven them and have moved on. I had to run over to Thimble Pleasures really quickly because I realized I did not have enough fabric to finish the project. I'm close, but I was about 5 strips short. So I ran over to Thimble Pleasures and bought 3 quarter yards of various blues that work with the rest of the fabric that I already have. So, making good progress. I had kind of a very tired day. Will had his friend Wynn spend the night last night. Wynn's a lovely child. I think Will is a bad influence on him, though, because Wynn is he's very kind of a retiring, shy sort of boy, and I think he gets a kick out of Will, who is quite silly. And in any event, they pretty much just kind of stayed up all night. Now, of course, everyone else slept. I heard some boys, one at a time going to the bathroom. That woke me up. But, they apparently got up at 4. And they woke me up at 6, at which point I went and yelled. And I don't like to yell at children who are not my own. I try to avoid that as much as possible. But I just yelled down the stairs, "Will Dow, get back to bed." He's like, "Okay." But I don't know that he actually did. I went back to bed. I'm really tired. I've just had kind of a funky, weird day because I did not sleep well. I did not sleep well with those two. So anyway, Will and I have already had a discussion about how spending the night, having sleepovers, will be a thing of the past if we have one more incident like that. But I'm sure it's all Will, just leading Wynn astray. But I have gotten a lot of work done, got the fabric, actually, and spent. Quilting is very good for me because I got the fabric. I thought, okay, I want to get going. I thought, no, you have to clean up the fridge first, which is really gross. You know, I do a lot of sort of quick wipe downs of the fridge, but it was very overdue for one of those actually take stuff out and clean it off and get the goop and bleh and yuck. And I did that. And now, of course, now every 5 minutes I walk in the kitchen and open it up because now it's beautiful. But I did that. And now I'm back at work having a good time. I was listening to Tanisha over at Crafty Garden Mom. And the great thing about listening to Tanisha is you need a pad of paper with you because you get great suggestions for books and DVDs and all kinds of stuff. Well, she started talking about a DVD or a series she's been watching. I think it's called Berkeley Square. So I went over to Netflix. It sounded good and added that to my queue. It's not an instant Netflix thing. It's you have to put it in your Netflix queue and actually get the DVD delivered. And then, when on Netflix, you'll say, okay, I've added this to my cue, and then they send you back a list. They don't send you back a list, but they put up a window and says, here, you might like all these. And they just, I'm just want to tell you this. One of the suggested miniseries they thought I would like is called Lost in Austen, where a contemporary young Brit falls into the world of Jane Austen. And it's a miniseries. It's 176 minutes. I just started it. And 5 minutes into it, I'm utterly charmed. I love the Brits. I'm such an Anglophile sometimes. And so I wanted to let you know about that. Lost in Austen, if you've got Netflix and got the instant cue going on, get it. Other thing, again, if you're an Anglophile, you might also enjoy another, it's not a mini-series, but just had one season of the show called Monday Monday. And it's a contemporary sort of dramedy. As they say, a drama and a comedy. Really lovely. Just really lovely. I watched most of it like over the last 2 days while I've been quilting and knitting, and I was very sad for it to end. And I looked it up, and Wikipedia said it was one of those things that they did a season, and then the recession hit, and they just didn't make any more. Which I wondered about that, because there's a pretty strong narrative arc where the end of the season, a lot of stuff is resolved. And I thought, well, how would they do a second season? But, you know, I kind of felt that way about Downton Abbey. And according to Tanisha, we're going to get to see season 2 in January. And I'm ready. Bring it on. A lot of things were resolved, but things were left unresolved in the first season of Downton Abbey. But I wanted to tell you about Lost in Austen and Monday Monday for all you Anglophiles out there. It's a lot of fun. I'm enjoying myself. I should go make dinner. I really should. I don't know if I will, but I'll think about it more later. Quilt Diary, Day 3. It's Wednesday, August 24th. I actually recorded this diary entry yesterday. Not this one. This one is this one. That one was that one. But I sat down to record Quilt Diary, Day 3 yesterday, and I was chatting along and saying really funny, amusing things, insightful, deep, profound. And then I looked down and realized it had stopped recording. Audacity had frozen up. I don't know why that happens. That happened to me. It has happened to me before. I don't know why. So I don't know if I can recreate the perfection that was yesterday's quilt diary. I'll do my best. Yesterday was the first day of school. It was good. Today was the second day of school. We're already having problems. Getting Jack out of bed is a problem. Getting Jack moving in the morning is a problem. And the funny thing is, I took a look at one of his papers, one of his homework sheets, in which the homework was to answer questions about yourself and your goals. They do this every year at the beginning of the school. It's nice. I guess it gets the kids to think, and it gets gives the teacher some insight. So in any event, one of the questions is basically, what do you want to be when you grow up, and what do you want to do? What are your goals? And Jack's goal is to go to Harvard Law School, to go to Harvard, then Harvard Law School, and be a lawyer. And he'd actually be a really good lawyer because he has an argumentative sort of discerning mind. But, you know, I think if that's your goal, you need to start by getting out of bed on time. I just think, you know, he's 12. If he really wants to go to Harvard, and believe me, I have no pony in that race. I am not all that interested in him going to Harvard. If he wants to go to Harvard, I will support him. If he goes to Harvard, I will cheer him on as he works 4 jobs to pay for it. But I'm also very happy if he went to Carolina, which is a great school. There are a lot of great schools that are not Harvard. But if he wants to go to Harvard, then he needs, well, to get out of bed. That's all I'm saying. Quilting wise, making lots of progress on stormy weather. I've gotten 3 of the blocks put together. Realized as I was putting 9 patches together to form the blocks that I'm actually short of some of the 4-patch squares that I need and long on some of the other things. So clearly I got the directions mixed up. So I have more points than I need and more center squares than I need, but not enough 4-patch squares. So I am going to, I don't quite have enough fabric. I'm going to go to Thimble Pleasures later today while Jack's at speech. And I just need some dark blue fabric. I think I just need maybe one kind. I'm hoping that I might be able to get them to cut me 1/8 of a yard. I don't know. I know when you order online, you can't go lower. Most places won't cut any less than 1/4 of a yard. If I could get 1/8 of a yard, that would be great. But anyway, it's kind of disappointing. I mean, you know, it's not a game breaker. I'm not going to throw the quilt away. But you know, when you think you've got all your pieces ready to assemble and everything, all the fabric cut, and to realize you're going to have to go back to the drawing board a little bit is kind of, well, like I said, a disappointment. Kind of takes a little of the wind out of your sails, because I've been making such great forward progress, and it's not taking any time at all to put the blocks together. So now, school has started, so I'm back to work, and in fact, I'm kind of feel like I'm talking rapidly because I need to get writing. It's almost 9:30, and I'd really rather start at 9, but I had to make a cake for my church group tonight. So anyway, just let me think. What else to tell you? So anyway, making good progress on stormy weather, dreaming of other quilts, but I'm not buying any more fabric because I've just been bleeding money lately. So I have to wait. I get, as a writer, I get paid several different ways, but one way is in royalties. And I do have my royalty check comes March 1st and September 1st. So it's almost my payday. And if it's any good, then I will definitely be going to buy some fabric. Knitting news, there's not any, because on all my projects, I have four projects really on the needles, two pairs of socks and two sweaters. And on each project, I'm in a place where I actually have to sit down and pay attention and count and do decreases and increases. And I just, in the last few days, I'm getting ready for school and also working on stormy weather, have not had that place where I can sit down and focus. Maybe this afternoon. I feel like I need to schedule out my whole day. So, because I do have pockets of time during the day where I'm just kind of wandering around aimlessly, like, what do I need to do? What do I need to do? And if I have a list and I can check the list, I'm like, oh, you need to sit down and get to this place on this sweater, or, you know, do laundry or what have you. So that's where I'm on knitting. Nowhere. What else? The other thing I talked about yesterday, in a really highly amusing, funny, just great way, was magazines and how I'm feeling totally uninspired by quilting magazines right now. Really, in terms of patterns especially. In fact, I picked up the Better Homes and Gardens, it's like American Patchwork, it's the patchwork one, which I usually like, and it's a magazine that I pick up pretty regularly. And I was thumbing through it, and there was a very simple quilt pattern, fence rail, you know, where you just have like 4 2-inch strips, and you sew them together, and that's your square, that's part of your block. It's very, very simple, and I'm not against simple quilts, except, you know what, in their last issue, I think that was what was on the cover, was one of these fence rail quilts. I'm like, what is with that? I mean, all the patterns kind of look the same in all the magazines anyway, but this seems like almost the same pattern. Like, why? Why, you know, can we not? It seems like it's a lot of really simple patterns like that. And again, magazines should have beginner's patterns. I'm not against that, but it seems like it's that and really kind of cheesy applique quilts. I'm sorry, because I know some of you may really like cheesy applique quilts, and I'm not against anyone following her muse and following her bliss. But I'm just not going to do big baskets of applique daisies on my quilts, and so therefore these quilt patterns are of no use to me. So I'm like, why aren't I inspired? And I don't want to do a whole knitting versus quilting thing, and a lot of knitting magazines don't inspire me either, but you know what? Vogue knitting, I picked up the fall issue. I don't know if I'll ever knit anything in it, but it's incredibly inspiring. It makes you want to knit. It makes you want to be, of course, 5'11 and really thin and beautiful like the models, but it also makes you want to knit. And I think that quilting magazines, even if you're not crazy about the patterns, no, I think even if you decide you're not going to do the patterns, there should be patterns in there that make you want to quilt. And I'm not feeling that. Are you feeling that? Is there a magazine you pick up and just go, yes, this inspires me? I'm just not feeling that love right now. I did pick up at the library one of my favorite books, which I need to just buy at some point, which is Collaborative Quilting with Gwen Marston, she of Liberated Quilting fame, and Freddie Moran. It's a wonderful book. Just to see pictures of their studio space, quite frankly. But also, I love Gwen Marston's quilts. I just feel like we're on the same wavelength in terms, aesthetically speaking. I really like a lot of Freddie Moran's quilts. I don't necessarily love her palette. She is a primary color kind of gal, likes a lot of sunshine yellow. I do not like sunshine yellow. I know, isn't that terrible? I don't, just primary yellow, I don't like. I love yellow as soon as you start adding just even the hint of red to it. I love it. But when you're adding, like when it's primary, moving toward blue, you know, I mean green, really, when you start adding, you know, blues to it, I don't like it. And, you know, can I just say this about one quilting magazine that I really do enjoy, although I don't really do these kind of quilts, is Quilting Arts. It's that I find inspiring, just in a general, I want to make art sort of way. But if they do not stop putting covers on this magazine that are like the ugliest shades of yellow and green, I don't know what I'm going to do. I feel like I'm going to have to take some sort of action against them. It has been like 2 years now where that's all they can do. Ugly green and yellow covers. Why? Why, Quilting Arts? Are you doing that? Stop it. Stop it now. So anyway, just wanted to say that that has been on my mind for some time. But collaborative quilting, Freddie Moran, don't always love her color lines or colorways, but I always love her playfulness, so I appreciate that. And in fact, she didn't take up quilting until she was 60. She did needlework, she did needlepoint and other things, and then she and her daughter-in-law took a quilting class, and now here she is, a star. So that is an inspiring book to me, as well as my vintage quilting book that I got in Kentucky used. And if you want to see some beautiful vintage quilts, go over to Art Quilt Maker, that's Jay's blog. She has a quilt hung in a gallery, beautiful, beautiful quilt that Jay made, just incredibly beautiful. But there are also all these vintage quilts, and they're gorgeous, gorgeous vintage quilts. So you will be inspired by that. All right, I'm going to finish this up and move on, do an introduction at some point after I do my writing, get this posted, hopefully get the man to take some pictures of my stormy weather blocks. They're really pretty. They're really basically star blocks. They're not sawtooth stars, but they're stars. And they're very pretty. I am definitely, I've just decided when I go to Thimble Pleasures today to buy some fabric, I think I'm going to invest in my first Creative Grids ruler. Because I just, you know, my rulers slip and slide too much. I'm so conscious of it as I'm cutting fabric. And now as I'm putting these blocks together, there's one, the center square of the block in general, in particular, just none of them really came out, you know, accurately, precisely. And I'm just feeling frustrated by that. So I think I'm going to give the Creative Grids rulers a chance and see if that is helpful to me at all. All right. I hope you have a great week. I hope if you've got kids going back to school that it's fun and you're getting some relaxing done, some quilting done, some good work in all ways done. Good work in all ways. I don't know what that means. I just go on. I just like to spout. Okay, have a great week. I'll see you next week. Bye.